Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to the nishmas of Imoria, of David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as for the safety of the hostages, the safety of the chayalim, and the safety of Achenu b'nei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, who are under attack from Iran as we speak. Hashem should protect them, watch over them, and bring victory and peace to our beloved Eretz Yisrael and Medinat Yisrael. Today's daf is Bav Metzia daf Mem Hei. And we left off at the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis at the word Tistayim, which is two lines from the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. In order to understand the beginning of today's daf, you have to just remember one or two things from yesterday's daf. Agotavach to David Yoshua, to Avram David, to Chana Chenech, to Eitan Naftali Meir, to Mordechai, to Dr. Joe, and to Tzvika. You have to remember the following two things, for maybe even three things from yesterday's daf, but let's start with two things. In yesterday's daf, the Gemara presented a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether or not if you have silver from Maaser Sheni, you had produce, a crop of Maaser Sheni, a good tevach to Yaakov, thank you very much for joining us. If you have silver that you transferred the Kedusha from Maaser Sheni onto silver, can you take that silver and transfer it onto gold? So the Gemara said that Beis Shammai said you cannot do that. And Beis Hillel says you can transfer the silver onto gold. And so then we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What about the fruit directly onto gold? So we weren't sure who said what, but one opinion said that the whole machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only by transferring silver onto gold, and the machlokas is which is the peros and which is the money, like the Mishnah. We had two versions of the Mishnah, which is the peros and which is the money in terms of silver and gold. So that's the machlokas, that lechor, that's the machlokas. But, however, when it comes to being mechalel, real fruit on gold, everyone agrees that's good, because for sure when you compare real food to gold, gold is the coin and real food is the food. So everyone agrees that you can. That was one opinion. And the other opinion said, no. The same machlokas that you have, whether gold is considered to be money, legabe silver. So if you say gold is the money and silver is the fruit, well then, akotavach, Stephen, great to see you. If you say gold is the money and silver is the fruit, I'm sorry, if you say silver is the money and gold is the fruit, so then you also can't transfer even real food onto gold because it's considered to be fruit, it's not considered to be money. So that's the machlokas that we had yesterday between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now, let's go to today. So now today's daf, we're going to begin by trying to prove which way Rabbi Yochanan holds in this machlokas. So let's take a look. Says the Gemara, Tistayim Rabbi Yochanan Hudomar Ein Mechalalim. Let's prove that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said, just like you have a machlokas by silver onto gold, you also have machlokas by fruit onto gold. And just like Beis Shammai says, you cannot transfer silver Maaser Sheni money onto gold Maaser Sheni money, so too you cannot even transfer fruit onto gold Maaser Sheni money. Tistayim Rabbi Yochanan Damar Ein Mechalalim. Because gold is considered to be a peri and not a coin. How do we prove that? Damar Rabbi Yochanan. You can't lend a golden dinar and get back a golden dinar, because that's like lending a loaf of bread and getting back a loaf of bread. That's called sa'a b'sa'a, which we're going to learn in the fifth parak. That's a problem because it looks like ribbis. Why does it look like ribbis? Because the price of bread can go up. So if I lend you $100, you give me back $100. So money is money. We don't assume that money goes up or down in value, even though it could go up and down in value. But philosophically, theoretically, we don't view it as changing. Everything else changes, but the money doesn't change. But
bread, the price of bread goes up and goes down. So the Gemara says in the fifth parak that I'm not allowed to lend a guy a loaf of bread and get back a loaf of bread. That's called sa b'sa. It's ribis derabanan because it looks like it's interest because the price can go up. So what about a dinar of gold with a dinar of gold? So he said, asu levos dinar medinar. Now, dinar demai, what kind of dinar are we talking about? Ilay medinar shal kesef, bedinar shal kesef. If it's silver, so silver is money. So, l'gabi nafshe imik lemandam alav tiva havi. When you talk about silver with silver, so clearly, silver with silver is money. So, obviously, you're allowed to lend a guy $100 worth of silver and get back $100 worth of silver. Elapshita dinar shal zav, bedinar shal zav. We're talking about a golden dinar. Ulaman, according to who we're talking about, that Rabbi Yochanan said this. Ila Beis Hillel, well, Beis Hillel said that gold is money. Beis Hillel said you're allowed to transfer silver onto gold because gold is money and silver is the fruit. Ha'ami Tivavi, they say gold is money. So again, you should be allowed to. Elalav, Lebeis Shammai. It must be Rabbi Yochanan Bidas Beis Shammai. Ushmami, no, we can see from this, Rabbi Yochanan Huda Omar, Ein Mechalalinan. That Beis Shammai says, just like you can't transfer silver onto gold, you can't even transfer fruit onto gold because gold is not considered to be money, it's considered to be fruit. And therefore, just like you can't transfer it in Mekach u'Memkar, so too you can't transfer it for Maisa Sheni. Answers the Gemara, no, these two things are not necessarily interdependent. Lo! Maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds that even though Beis Shammai says you can't transfer silver onto gold, but fruit onto gold, Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that you can do. But I say, so how come you can't lend how come you can't lend a gold dinar and get back a gold dinar? Why does that look like ribbis? If it's money, it should be fine. Says Gemara, it depends what you're talking about. Shani halva, kevan del inyan mekach u'memkar shavu rabbanan ki peira. Since when it comes to buying and selling, we saw in the Mishnah that gold is considered to be like fruit compared to kesef. Damrinan iunin de oker vizil, that we say it's the gold that goes up and down in price and the silver stays the same price. Lagabe halva nami, so to buy alone, peira have. So even though by maisa sheni we say gold is called money, but when it even though by Maisa Sheni, right, it's called money legabe fruit, but by halva follows the laws of Mekach u'Memkar, and by Mekach u'Memkar we said that since gold is considered to be fruit when it comes to silver as compared to silver, so too when it comes to lending a dinar of gold and getting back a dinar of gold, that's going to be a problem. So in other words, the laws of halva and mekach u'memkar don't necessarily follow the laws of maaser sheni. They play by different rules. And the Gemara says, hachanami mistavra. This is logical. How do we know this is logical? That Rabbi Yochanan is the one who actually holds that Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel. That when it comes to maaser sheni, you could be mechalel, fruit, real fruit, apples, onto gold. Even though you're not allowed to lend a golden dinar for a golden dinar, nevertheless, but you can be mechalo fruit of maisa sheni on gold. So you see that when it comes to lending, gold is considered to be fruit, but when it comes to maisa sheni, gold is considered to be money. Shmami no. So you see that Maisa Sheni and Halva play by two different rules. Now the Gemara is going to try to prove. We're going to quote another Mishnah to try to prove where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue and where they don't argue. Tashma coming here, proof from a Mishnah Maisa Sheni. Ha porit sela mimos Maisa Sheni. Let's say a person has fruit of Maisa Sheni and he transfers the fruit onto copper prutas. That's called ma'os. Ma'os are copper prutos. That's what it means here. Ha'poreit selami mos Maisa Sheni. So you have copper prutos Now, you don't want to schlep all this small change up to Jerusalem. So what are you going to do? You want to exchange. So what'd you do? You took your wheat, your Maisa Sheni wheat, and you transfer the Kedusha from the wheat onto copper coins. But the copper coins are a lot of them. So now you got a big silver coin. So you want to transfer the copper coins onto one big silver coin. Beis Shammai Omrim B'chol HaSalamos. Beis Shammai says you could take all the coins and load all of them onto one piece of silver. Well, Beis Hillel Omrim, you can't do that. We want you to have some loose change to be able to buy. Because if nobody has change, then it's going to be a problem in Yerushalayim, right? If nobody has exact change. If everyone's just bringing these big silver coins up and no one's bringing small copper prutas, no one's going to be able to buy anything. No one's going to have any change. A good vacht Avram Chaim. Good to see you. I'm assuming you're DRS 700. Anyway, now, it's clear, and everyone agrees that you could be mechalel fruit onto copper coins, says Gemara. If you're allowed to transfer the Kedusha from fruit onto copper coins, kal v'chomer, you could do it onto gold. Gold is even more chashuv than the prutos. So this is a rider, Rabbi Yochanan, that he says, the machlokes Rabbi Beis Hillel is only by silver onto gold, but fruit onto gold is okay. Says the Gemara, no, is what all you guys were thinking. Shiny priti, copper coins are different. Ba'asa the sagin charife, in a place that they use copper coins to buy stuff. So you use copper coins for everything. It's even more considered to be something, it's even more coinage. It's more tiva, it's more legal currency than gold is. That is one version of, so this is one version of the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish about the machlokas Beis Hamishil. Now the Gemara is going to present a second version of the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish about the machlokas Beis Hamishil. Lishnachrina Amri La, others have a different version. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Chadamar Machlokes Bisloin Al Dinrin. The Machlokes is transferring silver onto gold. To Beis Shammai Savre, HaKesef, Kesef Rishon, either HaKesef or the extra word Kesef. Kesef Rishon Velo Kesef Sheni. You can transfer the Kedusha from fruit onto money once, but then you can't transfer it from money onto other money. That's Beis Shammai. Well, Beis Hillel Savi, what's the problem? HaKesef, Kesef Riba. What do you mean? The extra HaKesef teaches me you can transfer it on money as long as you want. Vafilu Kesef Sheni. So that's silver onto gold. Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. Avol Peiros Al Dinrin, Divrei HaKol Mechalinan. But fruit on gold, everyone agrees you can transfer the Kedusha Dakati Kesef Rishonu because it's the first money. That's one opinion. The same machlokas. So it's very similar to what we said before, except it's not because of this pasuk, kesef rishon velo kesef sheni. Regardless of which one is called the kesef and which one is called the peros, that's not the issue. Everyone agrees here that the gold is called kesef, but you can't transfer one kesef onto the other kesef. Says the Gemara. But according to the opinion that says that it's only silver onto gold you cannot transfer, but because it's the double kesef, but fruit onto gold is okay, says Gemara, if that's really true, I admit the Gemara is not going to like this. So the first thing Gemara tries to reject it as follows. If you're telling me that, why is the machlokes b'sloin al dinrin, liflagi b'sloin al sloin? Say a bigger chiddush. If you try to translate silver onto silver, it doesn't work because it's kesef sheni. Says Gemara, that's not a right. Liflagi b'sloin al sloin, have a mina hani b'sloin al sloin. That's where you can't do it. Avol b'sloin al dinrin, molu b'sil b'shamay. The davar l'gabi kes kaspa peira have it. Maybe you would think that gold that silver to gold would not be okay. V'lo mechalim kamash v'lan. That's why I said tell me that the silver onto gold, Beis Hillel says you're allowed to do. So that's not a raya. But now the Gemara tries another rejection, Tashma, from another Mishnah Ma'isa Sheni. The Gemara is going to try to prove here that the logic of Beis Shammai, that you cannot transfer silver onto gold, has nothing to do with Kesef Rishon and Kesef Sheni. Tashma ha-porit tzela shel Ma'isa Sheni b'Yushalayim. Let's say a guy transferred the Kedusha from his food onto silver, and now he's in Yerushalayim, but you can't use these big pieces of silver to buy meat. So he wants to get change, to exchange his silver Ma'isa Sheni for prutos, copper prutos. Beis Shammai Omer Mechol HaSelamos. Beis Shammai says you could exchange the entire big silver coin for copper coins. Beis Hillel Omer, you shouldn't do this. B'shekel kesef u'b'shekel ma'os. Why? What's the reason why you can only do half at a time? So Rashi says that the reason why you can only do half at a time is because we're afraid maybe if you do all the prutas, a whole thing at a time, maybe you're not going to spend everything and you're going to leave it there afterwards and the prutas are going to rot. So just do half at a time. And then when you use up those prutas, then you could exchange the other half. The shekel, kesef, shekel, mos. Ah! Now hold on a second. But everyone agrees. Apparently, everyone agrees. Look what you do over here. You exchanged your food onto silver, and then the silver onto copper. What happened to kesef sheni? I thought you said you can't do kesef sheni. Says, ma hach the kaspel legabe prite, mechalalin, and velormin, and kesef rizal, kesef sheni, legabe dehavid, the chashivine, mi amrin, and kesef rizal, kesef sheni. Mar says, no, this is also not a riot. This is in Jerusalem. Amarava, Yerushalayim kamosis. You're asking Kash from what goes on in Yerushalayim. Shani Yerushalayim, Tiksibbe, Venasata, Kezab, Cholash, Taven Havshacha, Babakar Vitzon. So you're allowed to redeem the money onto fruit. So too, you're allowed to redeem it in Yerushalayim onto other Kesef. And maybe Kesef Rishon, Velo Kesef Sheni is only outside of Jerusalem. But now the Gemara tries a third rejection, and this rejection, I think, is actually going to succeed in rejecting this second explanation. Tashma, a Mishnah in Ma'isa Sheni, ha-porit sela mimos Ma'isa Sheni. Someone who was exchanging, and this is outside Jerusalem. The peros is on, you exchange the Kedusha. You redeemed the kedusha of the fruit onto copper prutus, and now you want to change it from the copper onto silver to make it easier to carry. You could do the entire thing. But at any rate, what do you see? You see from here that Beis Shammai agrees you could do first onto copper and then onto silver. So what do you? I thought you said kesef rishon below kesef sheni. You see here it goes even onto kesef sheni. Says Gemara, you're right. That can't be the pshat. That's not why Beis Shammai said you can't do it. It's not because of kesef rishon v'lo kesef sheni. Ella, the kulei alma kesef riba. Everyone agrees you can transact from money onto money. Va'afilu kesef sheni eli itmar. What was the second version of Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish? Eli itmar de Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Oh no, hachi itmar. This is the second version. Chadam ha-machlogis b'slon al-dinrin silver onto gold. De Beis Shammai savri. Why does Beis Shammai say you're not allowed to transfer silver onto gold? Gazrin an shema yashe aliosav. We're afraid. Dezin d'lomol zuzi b'dinrei. If we allow you to transfer silver onto gold, so you're going to wait till you get enough silver. Let's say you don't get enough. So you're going to be lazy. You're not going to go up to Yerushalayim. You're not going to bring it up. Akotavach Avram Zev, great to see you. Dezimn de lo malu zuze bedinra. Sometimes you're not going to fill up a golden dinar with enough silver, and you're just not going to bring it up. You're going to miss the boat. Velo masik. You're not going to take it up to Jerusalem. You're going to wait till the next year. And you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to wait till the next year. You got to do it on that year. So we're afraid. So that's why Beshamai asked it midrabanon, because we're afraid you're not going to do the full redemption. Well, Beisil Sabri, now we're not worried about that. Lo gazrin Hashem Yashal Yosef. Techilo mali nami b'din asukim asiklu. Even if you don't fill up the dinar, you'll still bring it up to Jerusalem. You'll bring the gold one up, even if you don't fill it up. It's not so heavy. So you'll bring it. Avol beperos al dinrin. But when it comes to fruit on golden coins, there's no machlokas. Devrei HaKol mechalalinon. Everyone agrees you're allowed to redeem the fruit onto coins. The kaven de mirakve, since the fruit rots, lo mashelu. Even if you don't have enough fruit to go onto a gold coin, you're not going to leave it around because you got to bring it up to Yerushalayim because you know it's going to rot. So we're not worried you're going to leave fruit around till next year. That's one opinion. V'chadamar afilu beperos al dinar nami machlokas. The same machlokas even applies to fruit on gold. The same machlokas b'sham b'sila. B'sham says you're not allowed to do it. And Beishamai says, even by fruit, we're afraid maybe you won't bring it up. And Beisil says, we're not worried about that. Says the Gemara. And now we're going to bring a proof to this last version of the Machlokas. Bishlam Alahat, we basically had three versions of the Machlokas, but the second one was rejected. Bishlam Alahat, Klish, Damas, Dimi, Doraisa, Mishra, Shai, Rabbanu, Degazwe. So this makes sense. What we just said, that really means Doraisa, it would be permissible, but the rabbis were worried maybe you won't fully redeem them, and therefore you're going to leave them around till next year. So dinder abanan, hainu diktani. So then the language of the Mishnah, yaseh velo yaseh, makes sense, right? What was the language of the Mishnah? The language of the Mishnah was, let's find it. Yaseh velo yaseh. What was that? Yeah. Where was Yase below Yase? One second. We said Beishamai Omrim Lo Yase Adam Sloin Dinrei Zov Beisil Matirin. So Lo Yase sounds like it's Lechatchila Midrabanan. Elach Nishadamis Midoraisa Pligi. If you tell me that you're really not allowed to do it, Midoraisa. Mechalalinan velo mechalalinan miboyle. It shouldn't have said yaseh velo yaseh, which sounds like lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. It does the chila work or does the chila not work? So you're kasha. You're right. And therefore, so it's a kasha, and therefore, that's a proof to the last version that we had. Okay, this ends this piece, and now the rest of today's daf we're going to discuss. A Kinyan Chalipin. Kinyan Chalipin, we've had this already. And basically most of this, the very end of this Gemara, we already had a Maseches Kedushin when we discussed Chalipin. So what's Chalipin? Chalipin is what we call Kinyan Sudr, a Kinyan with a handkerchief. The buyer goes to the seller with a handkerchief. He even gets it back afterwards. He goes to the seller with a handkerchief. You could buy Metaltalin with Kinyan Sudr. You could buy Karka with a Kinyan Sudr. Right, it's a pasuk in Rus. V'zos lefanim b'Yisrael al ha-ge'ulah v'al ha-timurah. Whether it's land or it's metatlin, kinyan sudr, it's just a symbolic thing. You even get it back. Symbolically, I give you my handkerchief. Some guys in shul were tumbling today that maybe it's a shtickle daf yomi coincidence because all the rabbis are selling chametz. And the way the rabbi sells chametz, that's not exactly correct. I should have pointed it out to those people who were tumbling in shul. There's a big misnomer, and I've mentioned this to you before. There's a big mistake. People think that when you go to the rabbi to sell your chametz, you think, by the way, a good vach to Moshe David HaKohen, but people think when you go to the rabbi to sell your chametz, that you're selling the chametz to the rabbi. And then the rabbi sells it to the guy. That is not what happens in Bedikas chametz, in Mechiras chametz. No. So it's not exactly Kinyan Sudr. It is a Kinyan Sudr, but it's not this kind of Kinyan Sudr. The Kinyan Sudr we're talking about in the Gemara is where you're buying and selling, you're purchasing or giving a gift with a Kinyan Sudr. What you do with the rabbi is, you're just appointing him as a shliach. The Kinyan Sudr, that when the rabbi picks up, you know, your pen or your watch, or he asks you to pick up the pen or the watch, whatever it is, so it's just a kinyan on Gemira's das, it's just showing that you really want the rabbi to sell your stuff. You're not giving your chametz to the rabbi. No. You're just making a kinyan to strengthen the minui shlichus. You're appointing the rabbi a shliach to sell your chametz. So by lifting up the pen, the rabbi's pen, we're just showing that you really want to do it. But there's no kinyan actually happening. But the Gemara is talking about where the buyer gives the seller his handkerchief or his pen or his watch or anything. So there's going to be two issues we can discuss here. Can coins do chalipin? And can coins be transferred through chalipin? And can fruit do chalipin? And can fruit be transferred through chalipin? Chalipin can be done with a kli. Usually it's done with a handkerchief, a sutter, but it can be done with any kli. That's why at a wedding, let's say when the rabbi gives the chasen by the ksuba, he gives his watch and tells the chasen, pick up the thing. Again, there's no kinyan happening there. Kabbalah's kinyan just means it's a kinyan to show that the husband is really serious about obligating himself in the ksuba. Or by the tanoim, the two dads, pick up the thing. They're really serious about going ahead with the wedding. There's no actual kinyan happening here. But in our Gemara, there is an actual kinyan. So let's see. Itmar. It was stated in the base medrash. Rav Velevi. Two Amorim, Rav and Levi have a dispute. Chad Amar Matbea Naaseh Chalipin. One of them says that a coin can be used to affect a kinyan chalipin. The Chad Amar Ein Matbea Naaseh Chalipin. A coin cannot be used to affect a kinyan chalipin. Amar Papa my time demand Omar Ein Matbea Naaseh Chalipin. What is the logic of the opinion that says that you cannot use a coin mishum the daitei atzurta, because the seller, when he gets a coin, he's thinking about the value of the coin and the tsura, the image that's on the coin that tells you it's a $5 coin or a $1 coin or a $10 coin. The tsurta avi the batla, but after time, the coin fades. And therefore, or the king might decree it as not worth anything. And therefore, it's worthless. So, it's not considered to be something that is clear what it is and complete. And therefore, it says by Chalipin, Na'al. So you need a Dover Sholim, something complete. So explains Rashi. Rashi says, and since your das is on the form, the picture that's on the coin, and that's going to end up being rubbed out, so it's not considered to be something complete. That's Rashi. However, the other Rishon, the Ramban, Rashba, Ran, explain, since your das is on the coin, so it's like a document, which is not gufo mamon. And therefore, it can't make chalipin and it can't be acquired with chalipin. Either way, says the Gemara, Tanan, the Gemara is going to bring a proof from our Mishnah that a coin can be used for chalipin. Tanan, what did our Mishnah say? Hazav kones hakesef. Hazav kones kesef. So the Gemara is going to bring like three explanations here. That's not the way we learned the Mishnah originally. We learned that it means that when you grab the Zav, it's like a Kenyan mammon, right? When it's the Kesef is buying the Zav. So when I grab the Zav, which is the fruit, so you owe me the silver. I owe you the silver. My lav, bechalipin. So the Gemara thinks it means that I give you Kesef, I can acquire Zav. Says Gemara, no. I mean, I'll give you Zav, I can acquire Kesef. Says Gemara, no. My lab, b'chalipin u'shmami, no, my penas. Chalipin sounds like a coin, could be chalipin. Says Gemara, no, lo. B'damim. It's talking about using the silver to acquire gold. Says Gemara, yihachi, hazav, kones hakesef. Why does it say hazav, kones hakesef? It's not really that the Zav is kone. It means that once you pull the Zav, it's your mechayev to give you the kesef. Hazav kodesh kesef mechayim b'alei. Says Gemara tzni hazav mechayim. That's what it means. Hachanami mistavis. Says Gemara, it's logical to say like this, that it's talking about a kinyan damim and not chalipin. Mitiktani seifa kesef ainu kodesh hazav. Silver doesn't work for gold. If it's chalipin, why shouldn't silver work for gold? Yeah, mishplamim b'damim. If you tell me it's money, hainadamin dahava peira v'kaspa tiva. That's why kesef cannot be kone zav, because kesef is the money, and Zav is the fruit. So the Mashiach of the fruit obligates you in the money, but the Mashiach of the money does not obligate you in the fruit. The Tiva Per Lo Kani. Money does not acquire fruit. Because Ma'os ain't on Konos. only Mashiach's kona. Eli amris b'chalipin. If you say it's chavir tavar l'knu adali, if it's chalipin, so the gold should be able to acquire the silver, and the silver should be able to acquire the gold in both directions. That's one raya. But oh, another raya from a brisa. Tanya, hakesef in a kona sazav ketzad. What does it mean that silver cannot acquire gold? Machalo esim v'chamisha dinarim shal kesef bedina shal zav. If he's selling him, he's paying one golden dinar for 25 silver dinars. Afal b'yishem mashach es hakesef. Even if the golden, the owner of the gold did mashicha on the silver, loy kana, his friend does not acquire the gold. Ad sheyim shachas hazav. He has to do mashicha on the zav. Yamis b'shalom b'damim b'yishem machalokani. El yamis b'chalipin. If it's chalipin, nikne, you should be kona right away. So you see, it's not chalipin. Says the Gemara, Ella, my, the damim, it's not chalipin, it's damim, yachi em arisha. Wait a minute, but let's look at the resha. Hazav kona es hakesef, ketzad, how is zav kona kesef? Machalo dina shel zav, besum chamisha dina shel kesef. If a guy sells his friend a dinar of zav with 25, by paying 25, and the buyer pays 25 silver dinars, once the owner of the silver does mashiach on the gold, nikna kesef b'chol makom shehu. Whoa. You do mashiach on the gold, that automatically acquires the kesef wherever it is? Really? If it's chalipin, then I understand why you acquire the kesef wherever it is. You don't acquire the kesef. He's obligated to pay it to you. Says the Gemara, "Ravashi la olam b'damim." No, it is talking about damim. Umay b'chol makom shehu kemos shehu. What it means is not that you acquire the money, the silver wherever it is. It means you acquire the type of silver that you agreed to. Kedamale, by the way, he promised him. I amale me'ani kechadash yavin alach. If the owner of this silver said, "I'm going to give you new silver coins," lo matzi avle me'ani kishani. You can't give him old coins. Even if the old coins might be better than the new ones, I wasn't quite sure why the old coins would be better than what does that mean. But my time, why can't you give the old coins if you specifically stipulated for new coins? I'm going to need these coins for a long time, so I need them to be able to get old. If you give me old coins, they're going to rub out and they won't last. I need new coins. Says the Gemara. Now that was a machlokas Rav and Levi. Can a coin accomplish chalipin? Now, both Rav and Levi can agree that even whether you hold a coin can accomplish chalipin, they both agree that a coin can be acquired with chalipin. Zakti Gemara. Amar Rav Papa Filamand Amar Ein Matbein Asa Chalipin. Even if you hold that a coin cannot accomplish chalipin, it's not a kli. Me'evrud lo'avid chalipin. However, a coin can't do chalipin, but a coin can be acquired with chalipin through the handkerchief. How do I know? Midid havei apera l'Rav Nachman, just like fruit according to Rav Nachman. Pera l'Rav Nachman lav afal gav de'inu lo avdi chalipin. Even though fruit according to Rav Nachman cannot achieve chalipin, nevertheless, aknuyim maknu b'chalipin, they can be acquired with chalipin. So tivanami loshna, so too money, even though money can't do chalipin, money can be acquired with chalipin. Rabbi Yisai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful night. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. in person and on Zoom, 7 a.m.
Yeshuot for Klal Yisrael, Rabbeinu Yeshuot.
Yeshuot v'nechamot.
Amen, amen.
What's up?